This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have been talking a lot of college football so far in the show as we wrap up hour number three. And the reason why is because the college football playoffs start tonight up in Indiana, the Hoosier State. It is the Hoosiers taking on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And yes, I am quite excited, ladies and gentlemen. I will not pretend that I am not. How could you not be? The first ever 12-team playoff just about set to get started. We have talked a lot about Ohio State and Tennessee so far this lovely AM. We talked a little bit about Indiana and Notre Dame, but now that we've got ourselves a bit of a lengthy segment here, what do you say we take just a moment to dive headfirst into this Clemson v. Texas game out in Austin, Texas? And I think there's quite a bit to break down in this one. I've started by saying, and I stand on it, I think it's going to be a big ask of Clemson to win this game. I think it's going to be a very tough ask for the Clemson Tigers to win this game. I think you are looking at a game in which you are basically at a disadvantage about everything. I mean, honestly, like, I'll start with a couple of things. I will start with, I don't think Quinn Ewers is that much better than Cade Klubnik. I don't think Quinn Ewers is as far ahead of Cade as he's being made out to be. Now, I will also say, because while I said earlier in the show, I think it is important for me to be right, and I take pride in being right. I was dead ass wrong about Bo Nix. Bo Nix might be a dog. Bo Nix, Captain Checkdown, might be a dog.
Or maybe it's the coach. You won't say that, but maybe it's the coach.
Listen, again, I've never said Sean Payton's a bad coach. I've said Sean Payton, we need to stop pretending that he's like this, elite genius of all time. And that's from somebody who has Sean Payton to thank for my only Lombardi trophy. But I believe that if an Andy Reid would have been in New Orleans in the Drew Brees era, I'd have had three or four Lombardis right now. I have one. The most accurate quarterback in the history of the National Football League, my guy got one Lombardi with the teams that New Orleans trotted through there. I think he's a good coach. I just think Sean Payton is Sean Payton because of Drew Brees. And just so we're clear, it ain't a bitter thing because I feel the same way about Bill Belichick with Tom Brady. Hoodie ain't hoodie without Brady quarterbacking his squad. That's just how it is. Bo Nix a dog. But the point here is not to get into a Bo Nix and Sean Payton conversation. The point here is to point out that, hey, even Rob Brown, who does indeed know ball, is going to get one wrong every now and then. But my assertion is that Quinn Ewers is okay. He's okay. I've already said he is towards the top of this quarterback class. But I think that says more about the quarterback class than it says about Quinn Ewers. Texas is a 12-point favorite. The over-under in this game is set at 51.5. Clemson plus 350 on the money line. So 3.5 to 1 if you want the outright Clemson upset. In this game. Here are some of the things that we know about this contest so far. Obviously at 4 p.m. on Saturday at DKR Texas Memorial Stadium in Austin, Texas. This is the biggest point spread game of the weekend. Clemson, as we mentioned, a 12-point dog. That is the widest margin of any first-round game. SMU, as we have mentioned, is an 8.5-point dog. You have got a 7.5 and a 7 out there. The Longhorns have been, let's say, inconsistent in the back half of this season. Inconsistent in the back half of the season. They have blown out opponents. They have also avoided one-score defeats just barely with one of the easiest schedules in the Southeastern Conference. There is always, as we mentioned, Quinn Ewers, there is always the fact that Arch Manning is waiting in the wings for his opportunity to step in and build on the family legacy. So who are we keeping an eye on here? We are talking about Cade Klubnik. Obviously, second half of the season as a starter has been dramatically better. Finished the year with over 3,300 yards, 33 touchdowns in just 5 picks. You compare that to last year when it was 19-9. It's a big improvement. I do not think that it is a good thing that Dabo told us on this show during the offseason that one of the things that he is looking for is for Cade Klubnik to become a more frequent and more comfortable rusher of the football. He ain't Mike Vick. He's the second leading rusher on this team. 458 yards, 7 touchdowns. Do I want to rely on Cade Klubnik to have to literally carry this team? I don't know, because I've got Phil Maffa, who does have 6 100-yard games, but is dealing with a minor shoulder injury that Dabo Swinney said will require surgery in the offseason. How much can I lean on Maffa to where I don't have to lean on Cade to be the primary ball carrier? And I'm going to tell you right now, Texas's DBs are about as good as anybody that Clemson has faced since they scored 3 points against Georgia back in week 1. That is problematic for this team. I'm worried about that. You do have to worry about the wide receiver room. We've talked a little bit about that. You've got guys like Antonio Williams who have stepped up in spots, like Brian Wesco Jr., who had a big game in the ACC title game. But you lost a couple of guys as well. And it's not that they were big-time producers. It's that they were depth guys. They were guys that I could go to a 5-wide, and you had to look at them and go, okay, there's potential they get involved. There is potential that these guys start to make a difference. And now those guys ain't there. What does that do? I don't know. What can Clemson do to win this game? Lonzo pointed out yesterday, 1, rely on Dabo Swinney's leadership. This is a game. Not that it's not this way every game. But this is a game where I think it is imperative that the Clemson football players understand. If Dabo says it, it goes on Saturday. No questions. If Dabo says it, it goes. It's golden. This guy's been here. He's done it. There are some spots this year where I have questioned Dabo Swinney. I have brought up what I thought the problem was last year, and I think it has crept back in a couple of times this year. I think there have been a few spots where Dabo Swinney has told Garrett Riley, step back, I got this, and taken over the controls and run the offense a different way. I can't have that, but I do need every aspect of the management side of the game. I need everybody else in that locker room to understand if Dabo says it, it's gold, because Lonzo has pointed out, and it needs to be leaned on. The guy's got more experience in this role than anybody else wearing a headset this weekend. You better trust that experience to carry you through. All right, let me get a phone call in here before we head out to the break. Lonzo, I don't have my call screening software installed
still
yet.
Still got that fixed yet.
Nope.
It's Tyler.
Tyler, welcome to the show, big dog. Great to have you back, man.
Morning. Hey, so wanted to give you a little dose of Friday optimism.
Let's do it.
So I'm a glass half full guy. I try to chase the good until it obviously has come crashing down on us a few times this year. But an interesting stat I saw this morning when I was cruising through some stuff. So barring crippling turnovers on special teams errors, decent teams who survived the first few drives against Texas without giving up two touchdowns and multiple touchdowns are most likely in for a fourth quarter game. So this is the drop-off. So Ewers has crazy drop-off quarter by quarter. So listen to this. So first quarter throughout the season, 72.6 completion percentage, 71 yards on an attempt, 9 yards or 9 touchdowns, 4 TDs or 4 interceptions. Second quarter drops to 66%. Third quarter, 62%. Fourth quarter, 49%. So since Texas scored 15 points in the third quarter against Georgia on October 19th, they've totaled 13 third quarter points in 6 games to 48 as opposed to their opponent. So, I mean, my take on that is a close late game with Clemson fans and Texas fans basically waiting for Ewers or Cade Klubnik to make a back-breaking mistake would make for pretty high drama at 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
So, actually, Tyler, I really like that point. Hang on, I want to respond and get your thoughts. I actually really like that point. Yep. The reason I really like that point is because there is one thing I've said about Steve Sarkisian for a long time, and that is there's not a lot of tinkering. He kind of followed. He grew up in that Nick Saban coaching tree, and I think he still rolls with that Nick Saban coaching tree. And what I mean that is Nick Saban was a dude I said for years, Nick doesn't beat you on game day. Nick doesn't beat you by seeing what you're doing and what you're not doing and adjusting his team to that. Nick beats you by having his team so damn disciplined in what they do that it doesn't matter what you do. He's got a bunch of thoroughbreds and he's got his plan figured out. Sark comes from that school. You don't see a lot of tinkering with Texas. They just kind of do what they do week in and week out. And teams at halftime that have coaches that can look, see, adjust, and change things up, they do well against Texas. That is where I think Lonzo nailed it, in that Dabo's experience in games like this matters. He's the dude that I trust more than Sark to go in the locker room at halftime, see what's working, keep it, see what's not, trash it and adjust it. And those are the things that beat the Texas Longhorns. That's why this team is not a guaranteed Texas win for me.
No, 100%. That coupled with the extra week of preparation, So I think you're 100% right on that. I think we're going to have some things go in our favor. We're going to have some breaks. I think it's been touched on multiple times. I think we're going to have to be +2 or +3 in the turnover margin, maybe have a big special teams player too. Kicking game could come down to the fourth quarter, so we can't have stupid mistakes that we had in week 6, week 7, week 8. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating matchup. I really hope it's not as big of a – I think it's either going to be, you know, 12 to 15 point win by Texas, or it's going to be, you know, come down to the final drive, you know, whatever way it goes. But I can't wait. Can't wait for these 4 games this weekend. It's going to be awesome. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and talk to the holidays.
Tyler, Merry Christmas, buddy. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Please check back in anytime you want, as a matter of the Armada. My man, great to have you. Thank you very much. And I think that's a good call. Again, I do think there's a lot of Steve Sarkisian, or I should say a lot of Nick Saban in Steve Sarkisian. I said for years, and this is a take that I've had some people that really like it, and I've had some people that have called me an absolute loser moron for having it. But
did they call you a puke?
No, that's a really good one, though. Okay. I really like that. I really like calling a guy a puke.
That was my favorite thing today so far.
Oh, easy. That's a good insult. Steve Sarkisian is a guy who came from the Saban coaching tree, has a lot of Nick Saban in him. And I've said for a lot of years, Nick Saban does not beat you with the X's and O's on game day. Nick Saban beat you on National Signing Day when he signed consistently top 1 or 2 or 3 classes. He outgunned you with the personnel that he had on the football field. Number two, Nick Saban beat you by taking those thoroughbreds and having them absolutely dialed in with discipline, absolutely dialed in on what the game plan was and how it needed to be operated. And then when it came time to play football on Saturday, Nick Saban's fellas were just more ready than you. I think Steve Sarkisian is trying to replicate that model of football that Nick Saban had. I think Steve Sarkisian is a guy who says, we're going to do what we do. It doesn't matter what they do. We have the better game plan. We know what we want to do. We know how to do it. We are going to do it, and we're going to do it so well that even if you know what's coming, you can't beat us. And I think Dabo is the that's why I give the coaching advantage to Clemson. Most of the personnel groups, I give the advantage to Texas. But when it comes to the guy in the headset, you got to give it to Clemson. All right, when we come back here in a minute, I got a bunch of texts from a guy who said that I have, and I quote, the dumb gene, which is incurable, called me a bleeding heart because of my take on football. I've been called bleeding heart a lot, not often because of football.
Hey, congratulations for getting comments about something you said about sports. Way to go, you.
We also got a Ray Memorial Hotline message from Ty and Gaffney. We'll listen to that when we come back. If you want your voice played in the next hour, the final hour of the week, send it right now to the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to the Odyssey app, go to the Fan Upstate page, click on the Leave a Voice Message button, and do that. 30 to 60 seconds. Do it during this break, and you may hear yourself on the other side of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate after you hear Lonzo's voice. Shefty, your ear holes with this sports flash.
Can't wait till he forgets all about the Shefty thing. The road to the playoffs got a little more rocky for the team from the Mile High City as the Chargers knocked off the Broncos last night 34-27 in a game that included the first fair catch free kick for points in 48 years. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert threw for 284 yards and two touchdowns, and Denver rookie quarterback Bo Nix posted 263 and a pair of touchdowns in the loss. Reports out of Georgia say that preparations are being made for a playoff run without quarterback Carson Beck. Backup Gunnar Stockton is expected to make his first start in the Sugar Bowl on January 1st when the Dogs face the winner of Notre Dame and Indiana in round two. Tune in tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. as Furman Paladins take on the Harvard Crimson. It's Furman versus Harvard right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. It's us. It's the Fan Upstate. And by the way, we interviewed Sergeant Slaughter. You puke.